You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time to check out music from West Michigan as we say hello again to John Sinkovich, editor and publisher of LocalSpins.com. And John, here we are, Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras celebrations wrapping up today in New Orleans, and you are starting us out with a Michigan band who just played in the Big Easy?
Absolutely. They were on tour behind their brand new album called Live Wire Soul, and I thought it was appropriate. We're talking about the Strapping Owls, which is led by a Fenville musician by the name of Fred Boltman. And if you imagine a funky blues power trio that features a tuba instead of a bass. And Boltman had been playing bass, but he resurrected his sousaphone. He used to play it in college, and the idea just took off. And he really came up with something unique. And I have to admit, I know a lot of bands that incorporate horns and sousaphones into their approach, but a kind of a rough, raw, bluesy, funky band, I don't know if I've ever heard anything quite like it.
I loved listening to that. And here is that wonderfully funky sousaphone in this great track from their album Live Wire Soul. This is I Wish I Was a Bird. That is so fun. I just love that. And tell us a little more about Fred Boltman, because he's got kind of an interesting backstory.
He certainly does. He's a beer connoisseur. He was once VP of sales and marketing at Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo and a minority owner in Holland's New Holland Brewing. He wrote a couple of books. The one that's the most famous, I think, is The Beer Evangelist. But of course, he's always been a musician, and this whole idea took off with a couple of friends from Chicago, Nicholas Barron on guitar and vocals, and Larry Beers on drums. And it's just one of those things that I think when people watch them live, that whole tuba just sort of takes the center stage along with the vocals and the really bluesy, raw sound.
Tons of fun, and I know they just wrapped up their tour while they were, by the way, in New Orleans. So no upcoming performance dates, but go to strappingowls.com and you can keep up on their latest schedule. Now we head over to Grand Rapids, Deep Greens and Blues. And I got to tell you, as I listened to the title tune from their third studio album, Roll On, John, I marked down a big heart and a big exclamation point.
Not surprising. This band, I've followed them for about 8 years, and they've always focused very heavily on their harmonies, but their songwriting's really grown as well, and the size of the band has grown a lot. They started kind of as a duo and then really performed for years as a trio. They added a drummer a couple years later. Now they're a six-piece band. They have a fiddler and a lead guitarist. Their recent album release show here in Grand Rapids was jam-packed with people. They have a very country-sounding feel to them, but they also sort of still lean back on their indie folk and alt country kind of approach. And it's interesting because they put it, this is their most musically and emotionally complex collection of songs yet. It's certainly gotten some attention here in Grand Rapids.
There ain't no use in looking behind when the road has the answers that we seek to find. Throw the rearview mirror in the backseat and roll on.
Upcoming shows?
They will be performing on March 16th at Elevation in Grand Rapids along with Domestic Problems.
Okay, yeah, you are talking my musical language with a band like Deep Greens and Blues. Now we head over to Political Lizard. I love these band names, by the way. Love, love, love. Tell us about Political Lizard.
So my ears always perk up when I hear other musicians talking about a band or an artist or a local band, or maybe they started listening to a local act that's really gotten their attention. And that's true for the next couple of bands that I'm going to be talking about. Political Lizard is a up-and-coming young duo that has now recently expanded to become a four-piece band. And they've gotten some pretty impressive endorsements from the beginning. For one thing, they toured with Traverse City's The Accidentals, who asked them to join them last summer. And that was an experience that really gave them a head start and really got them kicked kick to the next level. They finally released their first studio album titled Joy the Dog in early February. It's got a real interesting mix of indie rock, soft pop. Soft rock is the way they describe it as well. And it really is intoxicating. And the more you listen to this band, the more you feel like you want to hear more from them.
But if you're coming, but if you're counting in everything, you've gathered your insights, been a barking a lot, treating whispers for whiskey and full moons for flowers and pot.
And there are some upcoming dates, right?
Yes, Jenna Olsen and Caleb Waldvogel of Rockford and their bandmates will be performing on March 22nd at Rockford Brewing here in the Grand Rapids area, and then at Mustang Junction in Edmore on April 20th.
And then we're going to wind up with a new release from singer-songwriter Jason Singer, better known as Michigander.
Yes, he's familiar to Michigan radio, so there might not be a need to go into great detail about this, but the anthemic pop and indie rock artist continues to make a splash. He just released a new single last week, so I thought we'd wrap up the segment with that update. And he just won 3 Jammy Awards here in Grand Rapids for Best Album by a New Artist for his 2018 release, which was titled appropriately Midland, because that's where he's from, although he recently moved back to Kalamazoo, so once again we can claim him as a West Michigan artist.
And this is the new single, Circles.
So where do we go from here? Feels like I'm running in circles. Where do we go from here? I've been facing all.
I understand, heading soon to a pretty big spotlight in Texas.
Yes, there are 10 Michigan acts that will be performing at an official showcase in Austin for South by Southwest. Michigan House has been holding showcases down there for the last several years. This will take place on March 11th, and Michigander is part of that. He's also going to be playing March 30th at the Blind Pig with Joe Hertler in Ann Arbor, and April 18th at the Loft in Lansing for the Capital City Film Festival, so you do have an opportunity here in Michigan to catch him as well. But I think he's going to make a little bit of a name for himself down in Austin, too.
Well, you can learn more about these and all kinds of other artists with West Michigan roots by going to localspins.com, which, of course, is edited and published by John Sinkovich. As always, John, it's been a blast. Thank you.
Happy Fat Tuesday.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.